Okay, this is Karen Brewster, and today is February 9th, 2018, and I'm here in Selawik with Pauline Ramuth at her home, and Susan Georgette is also here, and this is for the Selawik National Wildlife Refuge Project. Goyanakbak for talking to us today.
Uh-huh.
So, can you tell me when you were born?
November 13, 1930.
And where?
Selawik.
You were born here in the mm-hmm. village? And who are your parents?
Henry Foxglove and Dorsey Foxglove.
And do you have brothers and sisters?
All of them?
Sure.
Ben? And Lydia? No. Ben, me, Edna, Evelyn, Mary, Lila, Bert the youngest, and my oldest is brother Ben.
Okay.
Yeah. But some of the girls, they die.
So Nicole Henshaw just joined us. She's going to listen in, if that's okay.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And we have your grandson here observing. Right? He's your grandson?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You want to listen?
My adopted daughter's kids, she have two boys.
Cool. And so, can you tell me a little about what it was like when you were growing up?
We have tough time living on when in those days. We have only one house, log cabin. My dad make it for us. And we got big bed, us girls, all of us, how many of us in there? All we sleep together with a reindeer skin mattress. But it's warm.
Yeah.
And we use wood stove. We got few groceries. Just long time ago, we never have sweets, nothing. Our dad only trapping. We got no food stamp, nothing. No welfare checks, no old age. And when I go to school, I school up to sixth grade, and I quit when my mom passed away. And she leave us to those kids, Mary was 6 years old, and Bert was four, and that youngest one, Lila, was 2 years old. And I have to quit school, take care of them. I never learned much. And when those school teachers was come for teachers, she was have how many girls and one boy. And we always, they always invite us to go over there and stay with them. They learn our language, Eskimo, and we learn English from them. And we start talking English. I always be scared to talk English myself that time. I thought they might laugh at me.
I think your English is good.
Uh-huh.
What was the name of that school teacher?
Porcupile. Long time. And those other ones, Kathy and them come around, we always visit them too, and we learn English too, a little bit. I just only school up to sixth grade, and I don't know how to read those long words, but learn a little bit, reading magazines and or something.
Where was your house in Selawik where you grew
right
up?
Right there.
Oh, right here? Where? Okay. Uh-huh. Right next door to here?
Yeah, we was close. Right there was school.
Okay.
And we used to, they used to eat Eskimo food with us.
Oh.
They learned, them girls. They talk Eskimo like us.
Cool.
They just like their teachers to us when we go out there and visit.
Yeah.
When they talk, we understand a little bit.
And when did you get married?
1956.
What was your husband's name?
Warren Remus. Right there, his picture here.
Oh, nice.
When we get married, we have no food, and my brother always work in school, BIA school. He always help us, and my husband always hunt with our team for caribou. When he come, all of us in the family, we share with our caribou. Because my brother Ben was working in school.
How far did your dad go to hunt caribou?
Up that way and that way. They always yeah.
They had to go a long way?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They spend the nights over there. Good caribou, though. Good caribou. Fat, some of them, reindeer. My daddy was helping reindeer herd, too, and he always bring reindeer meat.
Mm.
We sure always have good soup when we go home from school. But later on, my brother and I, we heard of eating too much caribou. We always just eat something when we go home. Because that time when we school around here, we never have snacks, nothing. We eat in the home, in the morning, afternoon, go back. Little ways only.
Did your family travel around to camp in the
spring?
Yeah,
we go camp every summer.
So maybe talk
down
about
here
that.
By Gubrakta Vigra.
Where you camp now? Same place? Or?
Yeah, huh? Camping right now. In June, I always go camping. I got how many lands, I never go no place. You up there that Banasarik, they call them. That's my husband's land.
Oh.
They try to put some plyboards up there, but those brown bears, I think, and always break them up.
Did he grow up there?
Huh?
Did Warren grow up that
no.
way? Or why would he have a camp at Bonnick Civic?
When they pick up lands, he was getting. How many he have land?
So when you were growing up and you'd go out camping, where did you go?
Kubratoya. Down below.
And you'd go there for fishing with your family?
Yeah, fishing. Caribous always go down there. In the back of us. They always get how many, and we always make dried panetto. Lots of fish, ducks, muskrats. In front of us, muskrats always go back and forth.
Did your family... Did your family trap muskrats for selling them?
Long time ago, when we were camping down there, my dad and mom go over there to that little lake and sit down and wait. He always get how many sitting down there in that little lake.
And then would he shoot them?
Yeah, we'd shoot them and try to get them with that long twine, mm-hmm. put stick over, and they throw it and try to get it.
Is there an Inupiaq word for that line with the stick?
Inupiaq word?
For that line that you throw with the stick?
Igilhak. They always put long stick and put it and
tie it
on that stick and make it long and try to show that stick and pull it.
Catch the muskrat and bring it in.
Some people have wood this kind and put their nails.
Oh.
And it's easier to have that kind, I think.
Like a float with nails in it?
Yeah.
Would they catch a lot of muskrats?
Yeah. Sacks full. How many they always get in springtime when we go up the way up the river? My dad and mom, Harry Mitchell and Corey Jones, and then we always go way up with dog team, and we go back there and stay up there in that lake in springtime when it's springtime. We always go down by the main river and they get those big logs what they make. They make that big square one.
A raft?
They put tent, our sleds, dogs, wood stove, lots of wood, just chop wood out there in those top of the logs. And when those coming down, we see rhubarbs, we always go get them with a boat, with our little boat. While Mama and Dad sleep, we get that sugar and we take the peels up, peel it off, and we all drink. That's why I think I had diabetic.
So you dip the rhubarb in the sugar and eat it?
Yeah.
So was that up Tagrogvik or Kugrak, or what river were you going up to?
Inorak, it's called Inorak, that thing. land where we spring time when it have snow, we go there, and when it
break up
water, go way up, we go with boat and put our stuff down there to the raft, and we go.
And that's on Selawik River or Kugrok?
Yeah.
Or
Selawik River.
Selawik River.
Yeah.
Past Second
Fork? We always never go up there, Kugrok. We just maybe close to. They always go by Nilik, I think.
Past there.
We were small when we go up there. Mm-hmm. Lots of muskrats, them men. Harry Dad and Fred Jones. And we always have that Rodman, Claire's husband.
Louis?
Yeah, he always bring food with boat and go up there, and they sell it with a trade with for food.
What kinds of things would you trade for? Like flour?
Flour, or what we always eat. Only time, long time ago, we have flour, sugar, rice, macaroni, coffee, tea, salt, pepper. Nothing to put in there. Soup only put that rice. Nowadays we don't spoil us. The law means food spoil us.
So did you and your mom go muskrat hunting, or was just the men?
We stay in the camp. My mom always go over there to that little lake behind us and sit down, and pretty soon muskrat come up. He shoot them. How many? He always get them from over there. Yeah,
your dad.
Yeah. 1947, while I was, I think, 17 years, he leave us. So I have to take care of my one, that brother, and two sisters. And they think they always be their mom.
So that was when your mom died?
Yeah.
1947?
And when they grown up, those other ones, they get married. Still stay with Dad. Still staying with me while I move out. And Dad want me to put, if ever we, I mean, whatever we're going to have house, or you will make your house around here so your kids won't go away far to school, he tell us. So we make log cabin. We was in log cabin, and they built that plywood. Mm-hmm. In the morning when we gonna go to school, we get up. Dad always build that stove. Pretty soon that stove get hot. We always go around make hot cake mushuk. My older brother cook.
So after they caught all those muskrat, then did you skin them and dry them?
Dry them up and sell them, trade them to stores. Some people right now, they make jackets, parkas. When you make inside parka, that kind of muskrat, they're heavy. I always have one.
How many muskrat does it take to make an adult parka?
Lots. Over 50 maybe. Now you got those outside ones there. They look pretty. Esther Norton, when I see her, I always... She make them herself.
Do you remember who was living at Nillick when you would stop by there? Who was living there?
Ruth Ballard and the Emma's grandma and her sons and Rodman's store was have little store up there. There were those girls, they stay up there when they're small.
The Rotman
and
girls?
When they come here, yeah, we stay with them. Just where we learn English. And Junie learn how to talk Eskimo. Really better than us. When we go to New Loving, when she was working, me and Emmeline go inside, go see her. Come on, girls. She let us go in the room and talk Eskimo. And after that, you fellas go eat to New Loving, I'll pay him. Me and Emmeline go eat.
What year did Rotman's open the store here in Selowik?
I don't know. Maybe long time. We were small girls that time. Mm-hmm. In calendar, it's not written. It's written, I guess, eh?
I don't know.
Oh, the Rotman's calendar? That's a good idea.
Oh, there that.
We're going to interview Sally tomorrow, Sally Gallahorn.
Oh.
So we can ask
I'll
her.
I'll ask her that
we'll
question.
We'll ask her.
Yeah.
She might know.
Now, you were talking about your camp that's eroded. Is that?
Tuklamarik. Your land at Tuklamarik is gone?
Yeah. The front. I was have 80 acres there. It's done.
Is that down?
It's gone. The front.
Yeah, down. It's on the east.
I got Tuklamarik. You know that Rouge camp? Mm-hmm. That this side to Lloyd's camp. There's one more. And back there, how many I got?
Do you use them all still? Or you fish?
I just go over there. Step.
for fishing or for berry picking or
berry picking, fishing, anything. Mm-hmm. Put tent maybe. And hey, I'm old right now. I'm 87 years old.
You don't That's, look 87.
Huh?
You don't look 87.
When I try to get up sometimes, I always stand up and
fall back.
Sit down back.
Yep. So when you would come down on the raft, how long would it take you to get down to Selowik?
Long time. When it's west wind, we stop, tie our raft, sleep. Fishing, no rods, only this kind.
No hook, nixicking, hooking.
Yeah, poor Eskimos, we have hard time living.
Hmm. How did they steer the rafts? They have big pole.
Yeah.
How do they?
Yeah, big one. Huh. We have boat, and when we want to go faster, we always
row.
Go like this, row our boat. One time that Tom Skin. That old man with a little boat named Cougar, I guess. He tied 13 rafts and come over here. He dragged them all the way from whenever he see that raft, let them tie them next to that. There were 13 of them.
He had a motorboat. He had a motor on
his
boat?
Yeah.
Wow. When would that have been? 1950s or 1940s?
I think so.
Or?
Yeah. Nobody hardly goes springtime camping.
But that's the time to get muskrat, huh?
They don't know the fun we had when we go camping. Cutting, joy, eating fresh. Those goose stink one. Sure like those. Put it in oil. Me alone, I was always eat. You fellas should try these. They're really good. The boys and those kids, they start eating that kind. I always make two glass this kind, cut them in little pieces, and put seal oil and let it stand around there, and we eat them with fish, meat, anything.
What are they? What are you cutting up?
Ikusuk.
What's ikusuk?
Those green one.
Is that a plant?
I'm not sure. We can ask. I'm not sure which ones those are, but we'll look. Ikusuk.
Is that
just
a...
celery.
Okay.
It was just like celery.
Yeah, okay.
Sama.
Yeah.
Those rhubarbs is choshimak. You ever tried those green ones?
Mm-hmm. I've tried rhubarbs.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's lots around here in the
They're really good. Take the peel it off and put it in tea oil. Pretty soon. When they stay in oil, they sure is soften. Real good. And they say they're good medicine too.
Good.
What do they help treat? What kind of medicine? What are they good for?
For your body.
Just your body.
Uh-huh.
Did you eat the muskrat that your dad caught?
Yes. Best food. Real good. When you bake them or boil them, and when they dried, my dad used to eat. When they get dried, we always clean them and hang them, dry it like meat. They're real good. Hmm. How long do I have to talk?
Whenever you want to be done, you can be done.
I was just saying,
any
other memories you have of muskrat hunting? Or stretching the skins or anything about
me
muskrat?
And my, when me, I get married to Warren, he always take me. I am the... I have my 22. He just write for me, and I always shoot.
Oh, you were the shooter.
Yeah.
Oh.
When my eyes are good, right now I have funny eyes.
Yeah. So you were in a little boat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
In a little boat.
Like a rowboat?
When they, we take them home, we skin them. And try the skins,
mm-hmm.
And those muskrats we take the inside out, and we wash them, hang them up for dried muskrats to cook. Mm. They're really good to eat. I like them baked.
So, were you a good shot with that gun?
Yeah.
You were good at it?
When I have good eyes.
Yeah? How many would you and Warren get?
We always get many much when we see muskrat try to shoot it. 50, some around 40, 30, like that.
Wow.
But when they never have that much muskrats, we always 10, 11, like that.
Did your dad have a kayak?
Huh?
Did your dad have a kayak?
Long time ago. They're rotten already.
Yeah. When you would go shoot those muskrat, what time of day would you go? Like evening time, morning,
yeah,
night?
Yeah, evening time.
Evening. That's the best?
Go. Yeah. And then around 3 o'clock in the morning, sometimes we go home.
Wow.
Go every place you know where to go. Have tea. Gonna have tea when you get cold.
Did Selawik have a feast in June after everyone came back?
They used to.
What did they do? Or tell us about that.
I think they always thank the Lord when they stay in camp first. Then they praise the Lord when they have that kind of feast in church. We bring our what we gather. Muskrat, dried fish, those what grow when they cook them. They used to have those green ones.
They play games too, or?
Yeah. They have those for this kind of wood, and they mark them with thing, and they got 4 of them. 4 on the side, and 2 right there, and 2, and they put a little stick, let it stand, throw it like this, and when it go to that stick, they win.
Oh, yeah. What do you call that game? It has a name, right?
It has a name, some kind.
It's like with a ring you throw?
It's kind of like a horseshoe game, but in Yukpak style, you throw, and whoever gets closest to the stick.
Kipudak.
Yeah, that's right. Wait, say it one more time.
Okay, wait, say the name of the game again.
Kiputak.
Okay. So would everybody from all their faraway camps come into Selawik for the feast? No, for the feast? No?
Just us, and after that we always play games, even after church we used to, with those old ones, Anafe, Lulu, those we used to.
Can you talk about when you first saw a moose? Do you remember first time you see a moose?
I forget where I see first time moose.
Okay, sometimes people remember.
In that camp, there always be lots from the come this way and that way, and we always see two of them, which are little moose. They're real good to eat when they're fat. Hey, Ari.
The Tagvarok River?
Well, that's, I think that's...
But I didn't know if Warren went up there.
Tagrogvik? Did Warren go up that way, Tagrogvik River?
Where?
Tagrogvik?
Huh?
Up river?
Tagrogvik, like where Mabel Berry lived, up that way, where Mitchell's had camp on the Tag River?
What's that?
Yeah, I can't say it well enough.
Okay. I was just wondering about any other places upriver, up any of those rivers out that way, if you or your husband ever went out there.
There's lots of rivers up there. I never go up there. I almost forget, I guess, and forget for me. Mm.
Did you know who Charlie Cook is? An old guy named Charlie Cook? Or no, that doesn't sound familiar.
I don't know. Emma can't talk about it.
Well, Ralph has mentioned him before, but I didn't know if Ralph wasn't around, so I didn't know if you knew who Charlie Cook was.
He's not home yet.
Maybe.
Is there anything else you want to tell us about muskrat hunting and your memories?
What's that?
Anything else you want to talk about muskrat hunting?
It's really nice to go muskrat hunting. I like it. When I'm small, I go with them when they hunt. From the beginning, I start cutting fish. I don't know how many fish I cut.
Lots.
Yeah.
That Richard Lincoln used to send Panakta from me. He used to send me money by bearing air, try to have. When they go down there to go get the fish, her daughters always open that box and start eating. They sure like them.
You said you like to eat muskrat. Nobody hunts them anymore?
They did. I always tell my boys to go hunt. I must tell them I want muskrat. My favorite food.
But not like the old days where people got so many. People don't get that many anymore.
Yeah. Up there. Maybe if they go up there, they would get lots. Even around here, they always get lots when they look for them. Mm-hmm.
But nobody's buying
When no wind, there always be a lot good to see. Mm. But when it's windy, it can't see much. What was that?
I said, nobody's buying the furs anymore.
But people, Eskimos, they buy us for jackets.
Oh, okay.
From people, I think.
Good.
Anything else, or we can be done, or anything else you want to say about when you were growing up?
When I was growing up, We didn't have much clothes. Lucky those flowers was have flower.
Flower sack?
Flower sacks with flowers. My auntie made me dresses from those. We have that kind of, what you call them, those little dresses. And they even make us with those plain white ones, little panties, up to here, those elastic ones.
Little pantaloons.
Yeah.
Up to your knee. Bloomers, like bloomers.
Yeah, yeah. We call them bloomers.
Yeah. Good. That's all we have, unless you have something else.
Okay.
We're good.
Dobra.
Thank you, Pauline.
Okay.